Welcome to SLMA Radio. I am Jim Obermeyer, your host for the Sales Lead Management Radio program, coming to you on behalf of the 8,850 worldwide members of the SLMA. SLMA Radio is a syndicated show, and our archives have 225 shows, 335 executive interviews. Our producer is Paul Roberts, and we're coming to you live from our studio in Costa Mesa, California. SLMA Radio is part of the SLMA Live Radio Network, which produces programs for business at work listeners. You may subscribe to our shows through iTunes and Stitcher Radios. Paul, stop making me laugh.
We're having a little inside jokes here this morning, so.
Our program title is How to Avoid CRM Implementation Failure. And we have Joe.
It would be much easier if you did a show about how to avoid CRM implementation, because I think everybody knows how to do that one.
Well, yeah, the failure is a big issue today, and there's all kinds of articles written about it. And I ran into Joe a couple of months ago, and we've been talking about having him up on the show. Joe Ciosa, I believe. He's the VP of sales at VIA. He's a leader in VIA, is a leader in ERP solutions for dynamic growth companies. Joe's responsibilities include direct and indirect sales, worldwide field support, worldwide strategy and planning and operations and product development. And he has helped some of the industry's most recognized companies improve efficiencies. Joe's an IBM certified specialist and has spoken at numerous events. And the VIA is a leading independent mid-market ERP developer, but you've got S2K Salesforce. Tell us a little bit about that. And let's jump into how companies can avoid the CRM implementation failure.
As you mentioned, VAI is a leading independent mid-market ERP software developer. We really target solutions for the wholesale distribution, manufacturing, and specialty retail industries. And one of the things we noticed over the last few years is that these organizations want to automate their sales force. And they've been looking at tools like Salesforce.com and SugarCRM, all of which are great tools. But in this industry, our customers really need much more intimate access to their enterprise database. So VAI developed a product called S2K Salesforce. And basically what it is, it's a CRM package, if you would, that's intimately connected to the back office database, which gives them much more than just contact management. It gives them full access to customer information, product information, order status, order history, sales analysis, to help them in doing their jobs much more effectively.
This isn't just one of these superficial CRM programs that just worries about salespeople recording their activities.
Exactly, and that's what we saw in the marketplace, that salespeople today want to do much more than contact management. I think everybody kind of understands how to set up an appointment and how to talk to a customer and record their history and notes. What they're looking for is tools that really can help them do their job much more effectively.
Well, great. Paul, we're going to have our commercial break at the end of the show today, so we're going to go straight through so we don't miss anything.
Okay? Please, yeah.
And then, Joe, let's get into this subject, how to avoid CRM implementation failure. I mean, there's all kinds of things written on it, unclear goals, lack of sponsorship. It's not unusual that companies will go through two or three CRM systems before they finally settle on one. Over-promising, lack of training. How does somebody avoid this huge expense of doing this two or three times before they get it right?
Yeah, I think it all starts with the top, and I think it starts with, as you said, executives taking ownership of this thing and really presenting it to the sales force as not a tool that's going to be used to track their activity. And I know that sounds, crazy from a high-level executive. That's kind of a byproduct of what's going on. What it really has to be sold as is a tool that's going to make their sales calls much more effective and help them increase their revenue, increase their commissions, and everything that's important to them. Okay, so it starts with that, where you have to sell it as a tool that's going to help them make more money.
It's not that salespeople ever think that it's not all about them.
Yeah.
You have to really say it is all about them.
Absolutely. And, in doing so, you really have to show them and get feedback from them You know, what are they looking for? What's going to help them make more money? What are the things that are important to them? Not just, you know, hey, did you make an appointment? Did you make a call? Did you follow up? I mean, those are all the activities that, yes, it'll bolster. But more importantly, when you do get that prospect or customer on the phone, how can the CRM system help you make that sale? You know, what is it that you're going to need? Are you going to need product information, pricing, competitive information, things like that that really help them be much more effective in their sales approach?
So what you're really talking about here is the proper setup of the CRM system going in, the assessment of the salespeople's needs, the assessment of marketing needs, and the rest of the company, and properly setting this up. Too many companies just grab these CRM systems, throw them on their servers, tell the salespeople to learn them themselves. So just enter in your prospects. They're not customized to the company's particular needs and profiles. And then they wonder why it fails later. I just don't get it.
Exactly. I think we see it all the time where, you know, you have a business that a lot of what they do is quoting and proposal generation and, you know, following up on things like that. And yet they try to implement a CRM system that's more of a contact management and an appointment scheduler. And, you know, a lot of sales reps out there are already using tools like Outlook and to set up their to-dos and follow-ups and calendars. And if you just give them another tool on top of that, that's kind of redundant and it fails. And where it really has to evolve to is giving them the information that they need when they actually do get in front of the customer or prospect to make their sale more effective.
Well, how important is training? I mean, you know, a tool in the hand of a fool is still just a tool. It doesn't mean they know how to use it. I think the lack of training, and I failed at this 20 years ago, you know, I'm being generous there, in the very first CRM implementation I had at a company called Brentwood Instruments, and we just took one of the basic CRM tools that was coming out, Salesforce Automation, one of those tools, dropped it in the salespeople's hands and said, this is easy, learn how to use it, we'll start talking about it in the next week or so. You know what, I got handed to me fairly quickly.
And the training aspect is very, very important. And I think it goes beyond even the initial training. What has to happen is that this has to become a day-to-day regimented activity that's not only used by the sales reps, you know, in their day-to-day use of calling prospects and customers, but it really has to be used during meetings and during conversations and during even informal one-on-one mentoring between managers and sales reps, where they're constantly accessing it, you know, bringing it up on the screen, looking at, you know, activities and showing, you know, the sales reps on a day-to-day ongoing basis how to use the tools and how to get the most out of the applications.
So this is the day-to-day activity, which is really the prioritization of a salesperson's time. I know some reports recently, we've had some guests on the radio that have talked about sales prioritization being the number one function to increase sales. And a CRM system that helps salespeople prioritize their time in presenting prospects and sales leads and callbacks in a methodical fashion and helping them organize their days will increase sales as much as 30% in those sales reps that use the program. How do you feel about that?
I agree. I think that is definitely one of the things that salespeople seem to struggle with is time management. And they have a lot of different things on their plates. Obviously, they want to keep on top of their customer base, but sales also involves a lot of prospecting and following up with, you know, customers and leads. And sometimes that can become overwhelming where it's, you know, just too much to do. And, you know, one of the nice things about CRM, you know, is that it automates that process where they can come in the morning and see who they have to talk to today or who they haven't called in X number of days and really stay on top of their priorities as far as who they need to, you know, contact on a day-to-day basis. And that tool in itself can be very, very, you know, effective for a sales rep in closing business.
So often I hear salespeople say things such as, I don't have time to use the CRM tool. I've got to sell something.
And then that's exactly, you know, the red flag. When someone says that, you know, that's usually a red flag that they could actually use the tool because the priorities might be not, you know, not may not be straight or they're being overwhelmed at all the different tasks they have to do. So I think that's the key person to kind of sit down with and say, well, let me show you where this can help you. If you're so busy that you have to, you know, you're trying to make sales, you know, let me show you where the tool can actually automate some of the processes that you're doing today that can eliminate, you know, give you more time to make, you know, more effective sales calls. And what I mean by that is, if they're trying to do prospecting, you know, let me show you the people we haven't called that really need attention as a number of days since last call, right? Let me show you people who are really interested, who want a follow-up call, and you just manage your day much more effectively with the tools.
If they put in 30 or 40 minutes a day updating the tool, it's going to give them that time back three or four times in productivity, being able to talk to the right people at the right time in their sales.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we see people who have implemented the tool, they'll say, well, man, I didn't realize that it's been over a month since I talked to that customer. They think it's just been, you know, a day or so. But when they look at it in a CRM screen, they'll see, man, I haven't talked to that customer in a month or sometimes even longer. And, you know, you can bring it to the forefront. And then when they finally do make the call, they may have forgotten what they talked about. And when they use the screen, they can see, oh, as per our last conversation, you had an interest in products like XYZ or services, a certain service that we were talking about. And they can pick up exactly where they left off. They can shorten the call. They don't have to recap the last conversation. You know, and the customers appreciate it. The customers appreciate that, hey, you know, you did follow up on what you said you were going to follow up on. You remember our last conversation. So those are the things that can really help them make their calls much more effective.
Not that we need to make this a commercial for S2K, but you just showed me, you just turned around that objection, and you turned that objection directly into a positive that I gave you, which was a great way to, I can see why you're in sales. You just flipped that around on me so quickly, and you did a great job. Now, S2K, why are they different in delivering this prioritization than, say, a Salesforce or some other system out there? I mean, aren't all these systems pretty much the same?
Well, from a contact management perspective, yes. I think that's, you know, one of the things that really is, you know, all the products today are very good at, you know, setting up appointments and follow-ups and to-dos and putting notes on the account and doing the, what I call the contact management basics. I think they're very similar across. And, you know, some integrate some social media capabilities a little better than others. But, you know, across all of them, they're very similar. But where S2K and our Salesforce product really kind of, you know, sets itself apart is that, you know, we take the next step to really give the sales rep what they're looking for when they actually do get on the phone with a prospect or customer. You know, what's going to help them, you know, make their sale or make the call more effective? And a lot of times it's access to the full enterprise information. They need product information. They need pricing. They need, you know, sales history. They need order status information. And, you know, that's what we try to do to give that rep all that, you know, wealth of information so they can make an effective sales call.
And isn't this the goal of the CRM systems today that are out there? I think a lot of them are searching for a way, it looks like you've already done it, but looking for ways to be more than the tool that the salesperson uses after the sales call versus the
right.
tool that the salesperson uses during the sales call. Because people,
yes.
There's a school of thought out there that really talks about when you get somebody on the phone, you have to answer the questions now. You have to give them pricing now. They expect now information. They don't expect a proposal in a week. They expect a proposal and pricing virtually immediately or same day. They want their questions answered. They don't want to wait to hear from an expert later. Those who deliver information now are going to win versus those that say, I'll get back to you in a few days.
Exactly. And that's why it's all so important, you know. Yes, you know, your follow-ups and your appointment, you know, being timely is all great. But when you finally do get in front of the customer, you know, especially in the industries that we service, which are the wholesale distribution and manufacturing and even specialty retailers, people are going to be asking questions like, you know, pricing, availability, maybe what's the status of my order or when can you have it? You know, what's the available or promised date? And, you know, that's the kind of things that are really going to set that salesperson apart. The guy who can answer those questions, you know, right on the spot, immediately at the time of the sales call.
Things get old pretty quick. We had Andy Paul on about a month ago, come to think of it, September 8th, yeah. And he's the author of Zero Time Selling. And it's one of the better books I've read about this immediacy. He doesn't care about the tools being used, but he'd certainly like a tool like yours for the sales forces that he serves. But he really talks about this instant delivery and of information, and the salespeople who can provide it are going to be more successful than those that just say, gee, it's a complicated proposal. Is next Wednesday or Thursday, a week and a half from now, good for you? versus in sales forces I've managed recently after reading Andy Paul's book, I've changed my attitude about how quickly people respond and how quickly they get information in their hands. And it seems to be having an effect. Now, you mentioned you've got quoting right in the program, so you can quote directly from the program?
Yep, we can quote directly from the program because we're linking directly back to the back office ERP data as far as item and pricing, availability, and stuff like that. So we quote right in the program. We can generate a quote. We can send it out right from there. And then even that quote can automatically generate a follow-up so they can follow up with the quote. And then they don't let the quote sit too long, and they know what's out there and what has to be, you know, followed up on. So, you know, quoting is very, very important as far as what they have, but also providing that level of customer service. So once you quote or once you actually start working with the customer, being able to answer the other questions like, what's the status of my order? When is it going to be shipped? Or when can you get me this product? And, you know, so that accesses things like purchasing information. And if you're an importer, maybe even cargo tracking information of when it's coming and when it will be here. Those are the things to, you know, set, you know, the basic CRM apart, you know, doing more than just, you know, contact management.
Okay. I certainly agree with it. And I don't know many, I know a few, but I don't know many programs that can deliver the depth of information, especially when you get into cargo tracking and shipping information, et cetera. What are the three items that somebody has to do to avoid CRM implementation failure?
So let's go back to the beginning and start with number one, which is sell it as a tool that's going to make them more money, not as a tool that is going to be used to track their, you know, productivity and their day-to-day tasks. That's number one. Number two is implemented as a day-to-day tool that everyone uses from a day-to-day perspective. And let me just elaborate on that a little better because it's hard to understand what I'm trying to say there. Sales reps are very overly cautious in using a tool like this. And like you said, they're very concerned at managing their time. But one of the things that we do at VAI, because we use our own tool as well, right? We make it a part of every meeting that we have. When we have a sales meeting, whether it's a one-on-one meeting, whether it's a group meeting or a regional meeting, we actually all fire up the tool ourselves and we use it as part of our day-to-day lives where we will look at activity, we'll look at things that customers are doing, we'll look at the notes, we'll look at sales information together as a team and see, you know, what can we do to make this customer more effective and more profitable.
So one is the selling as a tool. Two is a team and day-to-day activities, not just about for the salespeople, but for everybody in the company. And you said something special there. My God, I finally found a VP of sales that actually uses the tool himself, other than just to look at the sales meeting numbers. What's number three, and tell us how to reach you.
Okay, number three, I would definitely say, is the tight integration with your enterprise system.
Okay.
As we said, you know, it needs to be much more than just a contact management tool. You can reach me a number of ways. To find out more information about VAI's products and services, you can go right to our website, which is www.vai.net. That's probably the best place to reach us. And from there, we have a contact form that they can fill out for more information and tell us a little bit about themselves. Or they're always welcome to, you know, contact me directly. And that's at my initials, JDF@VAI.net. VAI has a very, very diverse customer base. Customers probably ranging in size from 20 million in sales to over a billion. All of them are trying to automate their sales force and grow their business. And no matter what they sell, whether it's food, whether it's electrical, plumbing and heating, you know, fireworks, apparel, a lot of the, you know, requirements that every one of these customers have is the same as far as servicing their customer base and giving their sales team the tools they need to be more effective. So we find a way to really help those companies drive more business.
We've been speaking with Joe, COSA, Vice President of Sales. The subject was how to avoid CRM implementation failure. Joe, thanks very much. Good luck in your webinar. Go do a smash-up job. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the time today, and I look forward to doing this again at some time.
As always, you started the morning off right with some conversations regarding the SLMA and its long list of members and organizations and people it's outreaching to constantly. The Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Live.